Welcome to Zikud Daf Siman Ram Goldar. Here Maseches Chulin Daf Kuf Yud, the eighth parak Kol Basar. The Zikud Maseches Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting Kinyan Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three Dafs we're going to focus on. Number one, when Rabbi Elazar ascended to Eretz Yisrael, he asked who had taught Rav that a roasted untorn kachal is forbidden, following the second version of Rav's ruling on the previous Daf. They indicated Rav Yitzchak Bar Avudimi, but he said that he never taught Rav a brisa prohibiting kachal. Rather, Bika Matzah Begadr Begadr. Rav found an open field and built a fence around it, meaning he discovered a city whose residents were completely unaware of the laws of Basar B'chalav, so he prohibited even permitted cases of Basar B'chalav as a protective measure. For Rav once visited Tatafush and overheard a woman asking her friend, how much milk is needed to cook a litra of meat? Realizing they had never learned that Basar B'chalav is prohibited, Rav remained there and prohibited even kachal for them. In another version, Rav Yitzchak Bar Avudimi related that he had taught Rav a brisa that the kachal of a menika, a nursing animal, is prohibited because it contains a large amount of milk. However, Rabbi Chiya taught this brisa without specifying that it referred to a nursing animal, assuming the students would understand this on their own. This led Rav to think that all kachal is prohibited. Point number two, in Surah they did not eat kachal at all, even if it was torn and roasted. But in Pumadisa they did eat kachal. Rami Bar Tamri of Pumadisa once visited Surah on Erev Yom Kippur, and when everyone discarded the kachal of the animals they had shechted, following their custom, Rami Bar Tamri collected them and ate them. They brought him before Rav Chisda, who questioned his actions, and Rami explained that he was from the place of Rabbi Yehuda, who eats kachal. Rav Chisda objected that a Mishnah teaches that if one goes to another place with different customs, noisim lav chumri amakum shiyatz misham, we place upon him the chumras of the place from which he left, the chumri amakum shahalach hasham, and the chumras of the place to which he has gone. So it was forbidden for him to eat kachal in Pumadisa. Rami Bar Tamri replied, chutz l'chumra chaltinu, I ate them outside the city's boundaries and wasn't beholden to its chumras. And point number three, Rav Chisda continued to question other actions of Rami Bar Tamri, and Rami defended all of them. Meanwhile, a man who was not honoring his father and mother was brought before Rav Chisda's court. They tied him to a post to whip him, following the halacha that one who refuses to fulfill a mitzvah's aseh is whipped repeatedly, even until death. Rami Bar Tamri told them to release him because a brisa states, kol mitzvah's aseh shematan schar betzida, any positive commandment whose reward is written alongside it, aim based in shematim huzar nalea, the lower earthly based in, is not warned about it, meaning they're not required to force people to fulfill it. Since the Torah states that one who honors his parents merits long life, this implies that the punishment for failing to do so is the loss of long life, but no other punishment. So once again, the three points are: number one, when Rabbi Elazar ascended to Eretz Yisrael, he asked who had taught Rav that a roasted, untorn kachal is forbidden, following the second version of Rav's ruling on the previous daf. They indicated Rav Yitzchak Bar Avudimi, but he said that he never taught Rav a brisa prohibiting kachal. Rather, Bika Matzah Begadr Begadr. Rav found an open field and built a fence around it, meaning he discovered a city whose residents were completely unaware of the laws of Basar B'chalav, so he prohibited even permitted cases of Basar B'chalav as a protective measure. For Rav once visited Tatafush and overheard a woman asking her friend, how much milk is needed to cook a litra of meat? Realizing they had never learned that Basar B'chalav is prohibited, Rav remained there and prohibited even kachal for them. In another version, Rav Yitzchak Bar Avudimi related that he had taught Rav a brisa that the kachal of a menika, a nursing animal, is prohibited because it contains a large amount of milk. However, Rabbi Chiya taught this brisa without specifying that it referred to a nursing animal, assuming the students would understand this on their own. This led Rav to think that all kachal is prohibited. Point number two, in Surah they did not eat kachal at all, even if it was torn and roasted. But in Pumadisa they did eat kachal. Rami Bar Tamri of Pumadisa once visited Surah on Erev Yom Kippur, and when everyone discarded the kachal of the animals they had shechted, following their custom, Rami Bar Tamri collected them and ate them. They brought him before Rav Chisda, who questioned his actions, and Rami explained that he was from the place of Rabbi Yehuda, who eats kachal. Rav Chisda objected that a Mishnah teaches that if one goes to another place with different customs, noisim lav chumri amakum shiyatz misham, we place upon him the chumras of the place from which he left, the chumri amakum shahalach hasham, and the chumras of the place to which he has gone. So it was forbidden for him to eat kachal in Pumadisa. Rami Bar Tamri replied, chutz l'chumra chaltinu, I ate them outside the city's boundaries and wasn't beholden to its chumras. And point number three, Rav Chisda continued to question other actions of Rami Bar Tamri, and Rami defended all of them. Meanwhile, a man who was not honoring his father and mother was brought before Rav Chisda's court. They tied him to a post to whip him, following the halacha that one who refuses to fulfill a mitzvah's aseh is whipped repeatedly, even until death. Rami Bar Tamri told them to release him because a brisa states, kol mitzvah's aseh shematan schar betzida, any positive commandment whose reward is written alongside it, aim based in shematim huzar nalea, the lower earthly based in, is not warned about it, meaning they're not required to force people to fulfill it. Since the Torah states that one who honors his parents merits long life, this implies that the punishment for failing to do so is the loss of long life, but no other punishment. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Kuf Yud, and our standard Siman relates to a key, so we use a gold key ceremony to make the Siman more distinct. So here goes. When the new rabbi came to town and was presented with a gold key to the city, he decreed that they may not eat kachal because he found them to be ignorant in the laws of meat and milk, and told them to keep this practice even when going to another city, while the new basin he established released the man about to be whipped for not honoring his parents. Once again, it's a motion. When the new rabbi came to town and was presented with a gold key, that must be on Daf Kuf Yud, gold key ceremony. When the rabbi came to town and was presented with a gold key to the city, he decreed that they may not eat kachal because he found them to be ignorant in the laws of meat and milk, which reminds us regarding Rav, Bikamatz of a gader bagader. Rav found an open field and built a fence around it, meaning he discovered a city whose residents were completely unaware of the laws of bas bachal, so he prohibited even permitted cases of bas bachal as a protective measure. For Rav once visited a tatwafush and overheard a woman asking her friend how much milk is needed to cook a litra of meat. Realizing they had never learned that bas bachal is prohibited, Rav remained there and prohibited even kachal for them. So when the new rabbi came to town and was presented with the gold key to the city, he decreed that they may not eat kachal because he found them to be ignorant in the laws of meat and milk, and told them to keep this practice even when going to another city, which reminds us we learned that one who goes to another place must follow the chumras of both places, the place where he came from and the place where he has arrived. So when the new rabbi came to town and was presented with the gold key to the city, he decreed they may not eat kachal because he found them to be ignorant in the laws of meat and milk, and told them to keep this practice even when going to another city, while the new beis din that he established released the man about to be whipped for not honoring his parents, which reminds us, beis din does not force people to keep any mitzvah aseh since the schar is written nearby. Since the Torah states that one who honors his parents merits long life, this implies that the punishment for failing to do so is the loss of long life, but no other punishment. So once again, when the new rabbi came to town and was presented with a gold key to the city, he decreed that they may not eat kachal because he found them to be ignorant in the laws of meat and milk, and told them to keep this practice even when going to another city, while the new beis din that he established released the man about to be whipped for not honoring his parents. All right, so now it's time for a four blabach chazara. Daf Kuf Vav. So the siman Daf Kuf Vav is a tightrope walker walking on a fine line kav. So here goes. As one tightrope walker, that must be on Daf Kuf Vav Kav, walking a fine line. As one tightrope walker dipped his hands into a small channel, separated from the Chamei Teveria, in preparation for the act, which reminds us, Chizkiah says regarding Chamei Teveria, the hot water from the springs of Teveria, ain notin lemehen liyadayim. We may not use them to wash our hands before eating, avamatavim behen liyadayim, but we may immerse our hands in them before eating. Rav Yochanan says that although Chamei Teveria are valid for a Tamei to immerse his entire body, they're not valid for immersing hands alone. The Gemara goes on to explain the Malchokas is where one separated the Chamei Teveria into a small channel lacking 40 saw, but it is halakhically connected to 40 saw. Rav Yochanan said this tefillah was decreed invalid, lest someone come to wash with its water from a kli, and Chizki holds there is no such gezera. So as one tightrope walker dipped his hands into a small channel, separated from the Chamei Teveria, in preparation for the act, the crowd listened to the announcer explain the reason for Netilas Yadayim, which reminds us, Rav Yitzchak Bar Ashian said, Netilas Yadayim Chun Bifnei Tzrach Truma, washing one's hands for eating Chun was instituted to form a habit for Truma, meaning to accustom Kohanim to washing their hands, because ordinary hands were decreed Tamei and are Metamei Truma. Vod Mishum Mitzvah, and also because of a mitzvah. Abai explains that he means mitzvah lishmo divrei chachamim. It's a mitzvah to heed the words of the sages who enacted Netilas Yadayim. So as one tightrope walker dipped his hands into a small channel, separated from the Chamei Teveria in preparation for the act, the crowd listened to the announcer explain the reason for Netilas Yadayim, and was wowed as another performer walked across the rope over the waters, washing his hands first to the joint, then to the knuckles, then the whole hand, demonstrating the different types of washing for Chuan Truma and the Avoda in the base of Migdash, which reminds us, a brisa states that Netilas Yadayim for Chun requires washing the fingers ad aperek until the second joint in the middle of the finger. Washing for Truma requires washing ad aperek until the next joint, the knuckles. And Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, sanctification of a Kohen's hands and feet in the Migdash before performing a voda, must be ad aperek until the next joint, the wrist. Daf Kuf Zayin. So the siman Daf Kuf Zayin is Kuskus. So here goes. When one man took the Revia-sized Kuskus measuring cup, Kuskus, that must be on Daf Kuf Zayin. When one man took the Revia-sized Kuskus measuring cup that had no holes to use for Netilas Yadayim, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the requirements for Netilas Yadayim, such as Koach Gavra and a Kli of a Revias. So when one man took the Revia-sized couscous measuring cup that had no holes to use for Natilus Yadayim, his friend the Mefunuk said he would never use a dirty cup to wash, and instead wrapped his hands in a cloth to eat his truma, which reminds us the Gemara discusses Natilus Yadayim when eating without touching food, such as using a mapo or one person feeding another. So when one man took the Revia-sized couscous measuring cup that had no holes to use for Natilus Yadayim, his friend the Mefunuk said he would never use a dirty cup to wash, and instead wrapped his hands in a cloth to eat his truma, before sitting down to eat his couscous with meat at a table with a stranger eating couscous with milk, which reminds us when Shimon Gamliel says that two guests at an inn may eat at one table, this one meat and this one cheese, and we're not concerned that one will eat from the other's food. However, Shmuel said, by kirin zeh, if they know each other, they may not eat at one table, one meat and one dairy, because one might eat the other's food. Kuf Ches, so the Siman Daf Kuf Ches is related to kach, taking, and we use a pickpocket for the Siman. So here goes. When the Bas Bechav Rebbe realized he was being pickpocketed, that must be on Daf Kuf Ches, kach, take. When the Bas Bechav Rebbe realized he was being pickpocketed by a Talmud, who only ended up with a paper outlining how to derive Talmud Volom Rasham with the Raisa from the fact that meat and milk become forbidden when cooked together, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses deriving Talmud Volom Rasham with the Raisa, a prohibited food's flavor, without its substance, is biblically prohibited from the fact that meat and milk become forbidden when cooked together. So, when the Bas Bechav Rebbe realized he was being pickpocketed by a Talmud, who only ended up with a paper outlining how to derive Talmud Volom Rasham with the Raisa from the fact that meat and milk become forbidden when cooked together, he dropped the piece of meat he was holding that had some milk on it into a pot of meat, making the whole pot aser because Efsher Lesochoto aser, which reminds us, Rav holds that a piece of meat that a drop of milk fell onto, when it was in a pot, the piece itself is like a nevela and prohibits the other meat with its own flavor, and holds Efsher Lesochoto aser, even when it's possible to squeeze out the forbidden flavor from the piece, it remains prohibited. This opinion is shared by Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yochanan, but Shmuel, Rabbi Shimba, Rabbi, and Reish Lakish hold Efsher Lesochoto mutter. So when the Bas Bechav Rebbe realized he was being pickpocketed by a Talmud, who only ended up with a paper outlining how to derive Talmud v'mamashim with the Raisa from the fact that meat and milk become forbidden when cooked together, he dropped the piece of meat he was holding that had some milk on it into a pot of meat, making the whole pot aser because Esher Lesochoto aser, and chased a pickpocket around the room knocking half a kazayas of meat into a pot with half a kazayas of milk, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses what is the din if one combines a chatzi zayas of baser with a chatzi zayas of milk. Daf Kuf Tes. So the Siman Daf Kuf Tes is a Hatzala kit. So here goes. When the Tzala member received the kit, Hatzala member kit, that must run Daf Kuf Tes. When that Tzala member received the kit that included a burner to roast kachal without removing the milk in case of emergency, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, a kachal regarding the udder, kor umotzias chalava, one tears it open and removes its milk before preparing it. If it was prepared without being torn, one doesn't violate the prohibition of cooking or eating Bas Bechav because a shechted animal's milk is not biblically considered milk. So when that Tzal member received the kit that included a burner to roast kachal without removing the milk in case of emergency, and a sharp knife and instructions how to cut it open and remove the milk when there was ample time, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses how one tears open the kachal. So when the Hatzal member received the kit that included a burner to roast kachal without removing the milk in case of emergency, and a sharp knife and instructions how to cut it open and remove the milk when there was ample time, his wife said she'd always wanted to taste Bas Bechalav, and he should roast some kachal for her, which reminds us, Yalta said to her husband, Rav Nachman, now whatever Hashem forbade us, he permitted us something like it. For example, he forbade consuming blood, but permitted liver, which is made of blood and tastes like blood. Yalta concluded, I want to eat something which tastes like meat cooked with milk. Rav Nachman told the chefs to roast kachal on a spit without tearing it open. Although our mission requires tearing them l'chachila, Rav Nachman holds the mission refers to cooking kachal, but roasting is permitted without tearing. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do you discuss the requirements of Natilus Yadayim, such as Koach Gavran using a kli of a Ravias? That's on daf Kuf Zayin. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you discuss whether kachal, an udder which was roasted without removing its milk, permitted? That's on daf Kuf Tes. Good. Number 3. Which daf when the Rav discovered a city whose residents were completely unaware of the laws of Bas Bechav, so he prohibited even permitted cases of Bas Bechav, such as Kachal? That's on daf Kuf Yud. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn that, according to Rav, Efsher Lesochoto Aser, even when it's possible to squeeze out the forbidden flavor from a piece, it remains prohibited? That's on daf Kuf Ches. Good. Number 5. Which daf did we learn how one tears open the kachal? That's on daf Kuftes. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn about the reason for Netilas Yadayim for Chulin? That's on daf. Kuvav. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn that one who goes to another place must follow the chumras of both places where he came from and where he has arrived? That's on daf. Kufyud. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we discuss what the din is if one combines a chatzis ayis of basar with a chatzis ayis of milk? That's on daf. Kufches. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we in the basin does not force people to keep any mitzvahs aseh whose char is written nearby, such as kibud aveim? That's on daf. Kufyud.
Good. Number 10.
Which daf brings the opinion that ein beginim benos and tam, that sinus do not convey any flavor? That's on daf. Study test. Excellent. All right, that concludes this pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.